And a little caution now for those with young children listening. The next story is about what happens when certain beloved voice actors pass away, as happened over the weekend. On Saturday, the actor John Fiedler died. The day before, we learned of the passing of Paul Winchell, but you might know them better by their voices.
Yes, sir, Owl. It's a very, very blustery day outside.
Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Yes, for years, John Fiedler was the voice of Piglet in Disney's Winnie the Pooh movies, and Paul Winchell played Tigger. And that got the explainer team at our partner online magazine Slate wondering what happens to cartoon characters when their longtime voices die. Here the answer is Daniel Engber.
The studios get new voice actors who sound like the old ones. Soundalikes clamor for auditions whenever a famous cartoon loses its voice. For example, Clarence Ducky Nash was the original Donald Duck. When Nash fell ill in the early 1980s, Disney received an avalanche of unsolicited audition tapes from would-be replacements. The role eventually went to Tony Anselmo, a Disney animator who could mimic the voice perfectly. In rare cases, a character will be retired when a voice actor dies. The producers of The Simpsons decided to abandon the recurring roles of Troy McClure and Lionel Hutz, rather than casting a sound-alike for the deceased Phil Hartman. An actor who can't be replaced tends to be expensive. Studios now prefer to have a stable of backups who can step in if needed. The cartoon legend Mel Blanc made himself irreplaceable by playing almost every Warner Brothers character for decades.
Suffering succotash!
That's my boy!
Fire! I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Before his death, Blanc tried to create a voice dynasty by passing his voices on to his son Noel. In the end, though, the studio auditioned widely for Blanc's parts and cast a handful of actors for each. Several different people now play Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, and none is more official than the others. Producers don't always wait until a voice actor passes away before they make a switch. As an actor gets older, his voice might be deemed too raspy for the part. In fact, Paul Winchell had been replaced as Tigger several years before his death.
Daniel Engber is a frequent contributor to our partner, the online magazine Slate.